Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. Welcome to Football Friday in Columbus, Ohio, and welcome back to Four Downs. Gentlemen, shall we? Let's do it. Matt, bold prediction.
Ohio State defense holds that Wisconsin offense to 200 or less than rushing yards.
Okay.
Let me elaborate just a little bit on that.
Go ahead. Okay, go ahead. Fine. Go ahead.
He said no, guys.
Go ahead.
He said no. This is a defense that has seen already through three games a lot of rushing attacks, primarily with Notre Dame. You saw Arkansas State want to run the ball. You saw Toledo creatively run the ball, albeit, you know, not a design play, quarterback scramble here and there, so on and so forth. But particularly that Notre Dame game, is Wisconsin better than Notre Dame? Who's to say? I don't know. It has not been smooth sailing for the Fighting Irish this season. But the point is that front seven, or front however many guys you want to say have played in that front seven, they've gone up against talented run teams in the last 3 weeks, or have gone up against, you know, run base teams, I should say, in these last 3 weeks, and they're ready. You know, this defense is ready to be physical. We've heard about physicality the moment we got to walk in the doors for this training camp that started in August. You know, guys today talked about physicality, and what better way to start your Big Ten schedule than going up against, you know, Wisconsin, a team that prides itself on physicality. So 200 rushing yards or less is my bold prediction.
Tim.
I think that Ohio State defensive front is going to take care of business. That's another story. Bottom line is, I don't know how much Mike Hall is going to play, if he does play, but I think Teron Vincent is definitely on beam at this moment. I think the middle of that Ohio State defensive line has a pretty decent day against Wisconsin's interior offensive line. I think one Buckeye emerges with at least two sacks in this game, because I do believe Wisconsin's going to be throwing the ball to come from behind. And I think I would put right now, I'm looking at a guy that's due, and you're going, well, he did okay last week, but Jack Sawyer is due. So, I think this Jim Knowles defense is going to come to the fore in this game and control things. So Jack Sawyer with two sacks in this game, minimum.
Those are both pretty good bold predictions,
thank
gentlemen. Run game, pass game, staying on that defensive side. I'm going to flip over to the other side of the ball to this offense. I am a proponent of establishing the run. You got to establish it. Ohio State is going to do just that against this Wisconsin front that has some talent to it. I think Mayan Williams is pretty well suited against a team like Wisconsin to bowling ball his way, bounce off tackles, be a human pinball machine.
Pork chop.
Whatever you want to call him, guys, Mayan Williams is going to have three touchdown runs in this game. You know, whether that's getting the ball down to the 1 yard line and plunging it in from 1 yard out, or whether that's breaking free, because, you know, he's a lot quicker than people give him credit for in the open field. He's finding the holes better right now, I think, than Trayvon Henderson is. He looks like a guy who is on a mission to have an elite junior season. Mayan Williams is going to start to make a name for himself in Big Ten play, especially if Trayvon Henderson is on any sort of pitch count as we go into Big Ten play. Mayan Williams is going to have three touchdown runs in this game. Maybe that's me giving away my offensive player of the game. But now we're going to switch to that, Matt, and go ahead, because I've already given mine away.
The kid who went in after Dallin Hayden, T.C.
Caffey,
his nickname, according to Mayan Williams, is Baby Chop.
That's perfect.
So
who would want to?
A lot of people are likening their two running styles, Pork Chop and Baby Chop. And wow, did Ohio State find some depth in the running back room last week against Toledo in that second half?
Matt, offensive player of the game.
Well, I'm going to piggyback off of your point about mine being so successful. And to be so successful running the ball, you have to have guys up front be blocking for you and doing it well and executing it at a high level. You know, and you had talked about that Wisconsin front. It's going to give Ohio State challenges. Like every team, you know, will present its own unique challenges. But I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that that entire starting five on the offensive line is going to be that MVP.
Okay.
It has to
be. Name five guys.
It's like soccer. Get everybody a trophy. I got you. I'm just messing with you. I think this unit, that unit is bound and determined to make a point on Saturday from that aspect. So, and they always accept prizes in mass, not, you know, individually, as you well know.
You got to give the big guys some love. So yes, that's my love for them.
My offensive player of the game is going to come from one of two fellas. How about that?
Uh-oh. Go ahead.
Emeka Egbuka or Marvin Harrison Jr. I don't believe Wisconsin can handle both. It's going to be interesting to see who they try to take away as this game progresses. The other one's going to have a nice day in the horseshoe.
So obviously mine is
actually nice evening in the horseshoe.
Yeah, it will be evening, Tim. That's a good point. What also is a good point is it's basically impossible for me to pick anybody else other than Mayan Williams if he's going to have three touchdowns. But I will tell you that I do believe that Jackson Smith and Jigba is going to re-emerge as a legitimate national name in this game. I think he's been a little bit forgotten about due to that injury, due to maybe a lack of volume last week because, you know, they were kind of bringing him back on a pitch count. I don't think there will be any sort of pitch count this week, guys, and I do think that he's going to have a really nice game. That being said, if Mayan Williams has three touchdowns, like he will, because that's what I predicted, obviously, it will happen. Yeah. So it is written, so it is said,
and
Tim,
I'm just
so
reluctant.
It is done.
Yeah, but I'm just reluctant. You know, like last week, I expected him to come back gangbusters, and really just came back, got his feet wet, and left. And whether or not he's got more juice to give this week, it remains to be seen. But there's no denying you can't put these genies back in the bottle of Emeka Egbuka and Marvin Harrison Jr. Now,
no.
I mean, they are a force.
But whoever you choose to take away, the other one's going to be there. If you try to take away the 6'3 on the outside, 6'4 on the outside, and Emeka in the many facets that they use him, you know, Jackson Smith and Jigba is going to beat you every time.
And that was the thing I liked most about naming Emeka first is the versatility that he brings,
yeah,
that he provides this Ohio State offense. You'll see him stretch the field vertically. He'll stretch it horizontally in the run game. He's such a unique talent for Ohio State. So I like that one.
Okay, thank you.
Defensive player of the game, Matt, go.
I came out and I said that defensive line is going to cause some disruptions, the front seven. I'm big on units today. I'm just big on naming
that's the okay, man.
Units.
It's okay.
But I'm going to go with Teron Vincent. He's a guy that has been on the inside, really done a lot of work this training camp. We saw him, you know, week in and week out, really be more and more productive. And this is a reckoning. This is a time for him to really establish himself. You know, he's an experienced guy. He has experience with Ohio State. And I can just see this being a great game for him as a disruptor.
I kind of named him earlier, but I ended up going to Jack Sawyer. You remember in my earlier burst about incredible stats to watch. Is that what it's called?
Whatever.
Bottom line is defensively, there's a guy on this defense I don't think gets enough love, and I mean in the sense of appreciation, and that's Ronnie Hickman. I think Ronnie Hickman is the real linchpin to this back seven of this defense, and I think it is so acute for him to have a big game on Saturday, just be in the right place, right time, getting guys lined up, et cetera. May not have the big stats, but, you know, some of those games he had big stats. You know, if you remember, he led the team in tackling last year.
Yep.
I think, you know, if Jim Knoll sticks to his guns and plays two linebackers most of the day and three safeties, I think a guy like Ronnie Hickman could have a hell of a day statistically. So I'm going to go with Ronnie Hickman.
Tim, the last time Ohio State played Wisconsin, the linebackers were critical, whether that was Justin Hilliard, whether that was Baron Browning.
Pete Werner,
Tuff Borland. The linebackers tell the tale of these games, Ohio State versus Wisconsin. They always have, and I think they always will. Tommy Eichenberg is playing as well as any linebacker in America right now. I don't care what anyone has to say about that. He is playing at an All-American level. He can get from sideline to sideline. He can cover running backs. He can fill a hole. He can help, facilitate the run back inside if he has to, for those defensive linemen to clean up. He is everywhere on the field for Ohio State right now. And just as much as Ronnie Hickman is one of the leaders of this defense, Tommy Eichenberg is a massive, massive piece of what Jim Knowles is trying to establish here.
Okay.
He's going to be the defensive player of this game. I think he could even get his hands on an interception just because Wisconsin's going to have to be throwing the ball. You see Jim Knowles disguise a lot of things. Maybe Tommy Eichenberg's in the middle of the field. I don't think Graham Mertz has the best field vision in the world, or in the Big Ten for that matter, or maybe even in the Big Ten West. So maybe he throws one Tommy's direction, he grabs one, but I think Tommy Eichenberg plays a pivotal role in this, and that's why, you know, I'm not going to give my score prediction until here in a few minutes, but I do think Ohio State's going to have the upper hand here.
And the thing about Tommy, too, in these three games that we've seen, he's so consistent. You know, every single attribute that and the skill set that you name that he can do, you know, down at the field, I see it from a different angle that you guys do, and he doesn't miss a step, and there's no false steps in his game. It's read, react. It's textbook. It's what they teach, you know, first graders in peewee football, and it gets done here at Ohio State too.
Yeah, I like the way he and Steele Chambers are playing. I think they complement each other extremely well. That's a good pick. Are we just going to continue just to lavish praise on Spencer's pick, or are we going to move on?
We're going to move on to score prediction, Tim. Tim, the irritant. Tim. All right, Matt, let's hear a score prediction. Ohio State, Wisconsin, 7:30 in the Horseshoe.
Last I checked, what the line here is, Ohio State 18, they're 18-point favorites or something like that. I think that's a good number, somewhere in that range. And I'll say, we saw that offense last week, for lack of a better phrase, that offense exploded against Toledo. It was impressive. I don't think it'll be quite like that, but I do think they will get some points on the board. Wisconsin will get theirs as well, but I'm going to say 42-21 Ohio State.
42-21, 21-point win. I'd say that double the score. I like this Ohio State offense. I like the matchup against this defense that I've seen on video. I'm talking about Wisconsin's defense. The fact that Washington State was able to do some things against that defense told me all I need to know. You know, if Ohio State takes care of its knitting up front, I like using those little cliches, but you got to be nitty. You got to go after it from a knitting standpoint of going against a Wisconsin's defensive front. If they take care of that up front, I think CJ could have another moment to where people are going to say, yes, this is the Heisman Trophy front runner after this game, and I think it will be that way. And I can see Ohio State getting into a 45-17-21 victory, which more than covers, et cetera. Now, the last time I picked those similar numbers was Notre Dame, Ohio State, and the numbers ended up being exactly half of that. So we'll see where it goes. But I'm getting more into back into picking scores again.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's back. He's
back to picking games. I just see some touchdowns Saturday. Can Wisconsin keep up is the question I've got.
I don't think Wisconsin can keep up to him. That's the thing. That's the crazy thing.
Well, we won't know until Saturday.
And that's why
Notre Dame said about Marshall.
I'm going to make my pick now. That's why I'm picking Ohio State 48, Wisconsin 17. I think this game could be fun midway through the second quarter. And then you see the playbook start to open up, the passing lanes start to open up for CJ Stroud. Those holes for Ryan Williams to get those three touchdowns start to open up. 48-17 seems like a good number for me. If Washington State can shut down this Wisconsin attack, I think Ohio State can more than handle it in a raucous horseshoe of 106,000 people. I have no doubt in my mind that the Buckeyes will be able to get it done. But that is four downs. We did a bold prediction, gentlemen. We did a offensive player of the game prediction. We did a defensive player of the game prediction and a score prediction. That's the week, fellas.
That's all we got.
That's a wrap on the week.
How about a weather forecast? I think it's supposed to be cool. Cool in the Ohio Stadium on Saturday night.
60 degrees, winds at 6 miles per hour.
That's a pretty nice setting for letting it all hang out.
Fall is coming, folks. Ohio State encouraging people to wear black. If you're coming to the Horseshoe, make sure you do wear black because Ohio State wants that. And you're an Ohio State fan. That's why you're watching and that's why you're coming to the game. So we will see you there. We'll be in there. Matt will be on the field. Tim May, the 40-year vet. Myself, Spencer Holbrook. We'll be in the press box watching the game from there, from the bird's eye view. We will see you in there after the game for a rapid reaction. Until then, again, that's Matt, that's Tim, I'm Spencer. Thanks for watching, thanks for listening. We will see you there on Saturday night.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.